This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Buy or sell time, Michael. Glad you guys could be with us here. All right, I want to get to this. The first one, Philip Rivers, that's been kind of a topic of discussion. Buy or sell, he starts either this weekend or at some point in the season. That's my first buy or sell.
Does he sell that?
You're going to sell it? You don't think he starts? Does he play?
I don't think he plays. I don't think he sells. I think he goes to the active roster.
So they go with Brett Rypien?
But I don't think he plays.
So you think they're going to go with Rypien?
Yeah,
Former Bronco.
I don't think they're going to. Yeah, he hasn't played in a long time.
I like Brett Rypien, though. Former Bronco. Boise State in Denver, of course. Boise State, a real college football team. Deserve their playoff shot.
No.
Buy or sell, Notre Dame will be in a conference within 5 years.
I will buy that.
Yeah, I will buy that, too. Buy or sell.
It's all but guaranteed.
Buy or sell, it's going to be the ACC.
Buy.
Easier path to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go to the SEC.
They can run over pretty much most of those teams.
But anybody wants Notre Dame, right? SEC would welcome Notre Dame.
Yeah, they would, but yeah. It makes more sense to, because their basketball team's already in the ACC.
Hey, let's, because we don't care about location anymore. Notre Dame to the Pac-12.
No, there's no competition.
That's right. They'd be in the playoffs every year. Buy or sell, hindsight. CU should have stayed in the Pac-12. I can barely get through sentences as it is. CU should have stayed in the Pac-12. They'd run the show. They'd run the show right now. They'd already be in the playoffs.
You said off the air that they'd be top dogs.
Don't you think?
And they'd be top dogs amongst hamsters.
So they'd be in the playoffs. Those hamsters would be in the playoffs. And the college football committee.
The college football committee
ain't going to kick Coach Prime out of an opportunity to get into the playoffs. They don't want that.
Is there a Pac-12 team in the playoffs?
Well, not right now. But next year. With Colorado State, Jim Mora, and this Carter Emanuel quarterback. Yeah, I'm ready to go. CSU's going to start the season 1-0 because they're going to beat Wyoming. Go Pokes, you ready? He's already starting to talk trash about the basketball games coming up between CSU and Wyoming. I'll tell you what, those are going to be some good games. I think Wyoming's legit. Sundance Wick, so I got to get him on the show soon. I got to actually watch a game. I didn't watch Wyoming and South Dakota, but I guess Wyoming kind of mopped the floor with them. Which is interesting, because the Bears struggled against South Dakota, but without their point guard. And I don't know what his status is, Quinn Danker. I'll catch up with Steve Smiley tomorrow morning. So we'll get all that. Let's see. I had another buy or sell for you, Michael. I just lost it, but we'll scrap. Do you have a buy or sell? Do you have
I
one?
I don't have a buy or sell.
Can't create one?
Off the top of my head, I do have a pun, but I'm not going to say it.
Faith says he starts for sure. That's how the Colts roll. Resurrecting quarterbacks. Or trying, anyways. Wouldn't that be a story? There's no way, right? There's no way Rivers starts and then they're good. And there's no way.
No, he's been out of the league too long.
What a story, though.
If it had been a year... If it had been a year and he wasn't like, I could understand maybe, but how many years has it been? Is that 2020?
Yeah, 2020.
No.
I guess he was like,
it's been too long.
He went to go do the press conference today and he's like surprised because the last press conference he did was like Zoom. Because they were doing Zoom press conferences in 2020 because the COVID's social distancing.
I don't have to wear a mask now?
I've been social distancing. So hopefully it works and you guys don't get sick. I've been trying, Mike.
I appreciate that.
Go Pokes is already betting me. What are we betting, Go Pokes? What are we betting?
$1.
I can't do money. Rivers is a Hall of Fame player. Not in the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame is very strict. I used to say yes. I now say no. Tell you what. If Rivers wins a playoff game. Is he a Hall of Famer?
If he wins a playoff game with the Colts this year, then he gets his name on the stadium in Indianapolis, because that's pretty rad. But going to the Hall of Fame, no.
What if he wins two playoff games?
He's got to win the Super Bowl.
Chances they win the Super Bowl.
If he wins the Super Bowl, yes, he goes in the Hall of Fame in some fashion. Maybe not have a bust, but
dude,
he's got to have his gloves.
If Philip Rivers makes it to the Super Bowl, even if they just make it, we are making a movie about that. That is a movie.
It's going to be a Lifetime movie.
Hasn't that already been a movie? Maybe not in football, but baseball with the rookie.
Yeah, well, there was Quaid. A movie, like a made for TV movie, kind of sort of like that, where the Buffalo Bills played the Minnesota Vikings, and shocker, the Vikings lost the Super Bowl.
It would be like
John Voight was the coach in the Bills.
Invincible. He was also the coach in Varsity Blues. He was kind of a jerk, though. Mox had to kind of set him straight. He did, too. They kicked him out at halftime. They went in and won. Mox got his full ride scholarship to Brown. So,
good for him.
Just a little update there for you.
And Doug Flutie got food poisoning, and that's why the Buffalo Bills had to play all their backups.
Okay.
In that made-for-TV movie.
Well, I'm telling you, this is a cool story. I like it. Then there's also the fear, though. You just don't want him to get hurt, man. He's got 900 kids. He's got to be... Like, did they... I wonder... I thought I read somewhere. Is this true? Did they call Andrew Luck, too?
I hadn't heard that, but I will look.
I'm shocked about it. Did you watch the Avalanche game last night? This is a weird thing. The Avs lost in a shootout. Scott Wedgwood was removed by the NHL's concussion spotter after Philippe Forsberg collided with his head during the second shootout attempt. And I did watch that. I just watched the replay. I was stuck on college basketball last night, man. I couldn't stop. I just kept going game to game. I even watched the freaking San Jose State and Long Island Iced Tea game or whatever the hell they are. That was a weird game, too, and I got a point on that as well. But he went down pretty hard. The concussion spotter came in and was like, no, I don't know, man. You got to go. So they pulled Scott Wedgwood, and then Mackenzie Blackwood enters and goes down, gets in front of his net. He doesn't actually have to play because Nate Landeskog is up. The deficit was 1-0, and so you had Blackwood skate out to the crease, watch Gabriel Landeskog miss Colorado's final attempt. So is that like a record for the shortest goaltending appearance of a career? You go out, you skate out of the ice, you get between the crease, and then Gabe misses it, game over. He didn't actually have to...
Put his gloves in the Hall of Fame.
Didn't have to do anything. Yeah, it was kind of nuts. Eastside Chris says, Kurt Warner was bagging groceries. Rivers is destined for glory. However, he is messing with Hall of Fame status.
Kurt Warner
another
was
5-year
young.
Wait. Oh, yeah, it is another 5 years. Would this be another 5-year wait then for Rivers? Yeah, because he's in the NFL now. He's got to wait another 5 years.
Yeah. By the way, I did read that they did reach out to Andrew Luck about coming out of retirement. He declined.
Well, yeah, he left because he's like, I want to be able to move when I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, he was like, I'm working for Stanford right now.
I'm Abraham Lincoln, kind of look like him. Dude,
he
with this voice, with this cold, I can totally do the... The deep voice. We should record some ads, Mike, because I could do some deep voice stuff.
103.1 and 1310.
Do the Bane. I could do the Bane. Like, I was born in the darkness. Oh. This is pretty good, huh?
Oh, Batman.
Yeah. So I'm watching the San Jose State game. Dude, I'm sorry. I love the Mountain West. The network is awful. It pauses, it freezes, it starts back at the beginning. But then I'm watching the game. It's a tie game. San Jose State's ball. They just went on a 9-0 run to tie the game. They get the ball back. They're going to hold for last shot. It's like there's 29 seconds left. San Jose State's at the top of the key, dribbling around, passing around. They get it to 11 seconds. Mike, the clock just stops. The clock stops. So they have to stop play. They have to go to the scores table to figure out when the clock stopped and take the time off. I'm listening to the San Jose State broadcasters, and they're like, well, it's not that big a deal. It's only 2 seconds difference. You know why it is a big deal? You know what's hard to do in clutch situations in college basketball? You know what's hard to do? Inbound the ball. So San Jose State, Long Beach was already in a full court press, and they were going hard defensively. It was hard for San Jose State to get the ball in. Then they get it in, they clear half court. Well, now you got to do it again. That was wild to me. They get the ball in, missed shot, we go to overtime. San Jose State still wins. But it's just a wacky night. Two wacky plays in the NHL and one in college basketball. So, but man, I'm telling you guys, all the college stuff is crazy. I do get that. But there is something pretty awesome about sitting back and just watching a college basketball game. Good ones. There were some good ones last night. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We've got Keeling Me Softly coming up with Sean Keeler. He talked to C.J. Anderson, former Bronco great. Okay, actually, no, Bronco great. Not just former Bronco, but still a great for sure. We'll catch up with Sean coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's 22 minutes after the hour, we can't get a hold of Sean. Sean has never turned this down. He loves to get on here. Mike, you must be... Are you dialing the right number? Go ahead. What's his number online? On air. Listen, no, don't say it. We're trying to get Sean Keeler on right now. Hopefully he'll pick up because I do want to talk to him about this article in the Denver Post. The headline is, Broncos remind ex-Denver running back C.J. Anderson of Super Bowl 50 champs right down to the disrespect. Listen, man, this is what I was saying. This is what I've been saying for the last few weeks. This reminds me the storyline. I mean, it's not Peyton Manning, but... there's a lot of similarities there. Really good defense that is carrying this team for the most part. It comes down to, you know, a really tight finish, one score game. Team has to come back, get a big stop, or get a game winning field goal, or something along those lines. And yet, the national rhetoric is that this team, they're a pretender. And I remember we were doing this last week, Mike. We were going through game by game with the Broncos. And I know you always predict the Broncos to win a Super Bowl, but that year, Peyton Manning was struggling. And then you bring in Brock Osweiler. There was not like a really good feeling amongst, try him again, Mike, amongst Broncos fans that they were going to win a Super Bowl. And I think that is the net. Well, maybe not Broncos fans. I don't know. I think Broncos fans probably feel better about their chances of winning a Super Bowl right now than they did during that time when Peyton Manning and Brock Osweiler were the quarterback. That was a crazy time. So I absolutely love this. Okay, we do have Sean Keeler on. I love this story. I love that you caught up with C.J. Anderson, Sean, because this Broncos team, there are a lot of similarities to the team that won a Super Bowl Won Super Bowl 50. Amazing defense and an offense that's kind of, depending on the day, kind of just okay.
Yeah. As I said in the piece, and you can read it at denverpost.com, please do, because it's Christmas and everybody needs a Christmas.
They do.
Hanukkah, whatever holiday you want. It is. And it's been kind of brewing. We've talked about it. You know, you've kind of thought about it as this just kept going. As we're like, yeah, 6-2. Yeah, they're 8-2, you know, and suddenly it becomes 11-2, and away you go. There are differences. You've had one quarterback here in Bo Nix and not two of them, as it was 10 years ago. You don't have a Hall of Famer on his last legs. You have a very good young quarterback who you hope becomes, you know, may not be Peyton good, but hope that he starts something that becomes what we talk about as a Hall of Fame career. They had two running backs. You have four or five of them here. So, yeah, the commonality is the defense, the ability to win close games, and a trust and a faith that we're going to get this done. And it sounds cliche, but that matters in an NFL locker room, in a pro locker room. Let's put it this way. Do you think anybody in that Broncos locker room, and this is going to be such a tell and a tickle of Sean Payton's nether regions, but bear with me. Do you think things got tough in a close game in that Broncos locker room, if they looked at Nathaniel Hackett, they were inspired that they were going to get over the line?
No.
Or even with Vic, no.
No.
No. No, belief is a big thing in a league where everybody's good and everybody, certainly everybody's talented and everybody's got guys. He'll take whatever you can get. And as much as he is personally not the greatest to deal with, well, neither is Bill Belichick when he was in his day. Sean Payton kind of knows what he's doing on that front. And in a coach QB league, they got a coach and QB. Enough said.
I look at this too, Sean. Obviously, the coach factor is big, and that's a big difference from the 2005. Gary Kubiak was good, right? But maybe doesn't have that way that Sean Payton has, that aura, that whatever it is that Sean Payton has. But there were the similarities kind of defensively. Yes, both units were very, very good. The defense in 2015, they were creating those turnovers like crazy. But they didn't have the offense, really. I look at it this year and go, man, Broncos defense, like, they're not creating a lot of turnovers, but this offense, Bo Nix, seems to be better than how Peyton Manning was, obviously, in that final year.
Yeah, like you said, the nuances are a little bit different. And what's actually kind of a fun, and this has been said, it's a fun little bar game, is go by unit by unit and see who you would rather
have. Yeah, sure.
And talk about the ultimate and a little bit arrogant first world problem. But this is great. This is where we are. And hey, if you're a Broncos fan, you can't say you haven't earned this for what you've had to go through
100%
for a decade.
Right.
To come back to this point, I might only give this current team until they prove they've won it all, and they could. Again, great discussion. I might give them the edge of coaching for reasons you just talked about. I'll give them the edge in the front seven. No offense to Vaughn and DeMarcus. This is a younger group there. I think everywhere else, 15 probably. I hope Bo Nix proves me wrong on that front, because that was not a great QB. Peyton at the end was not great, classic Peyton, but he was Peyton and could get you over. The brain alone could get you over the line of the coach on the field. And I'm not sure we have that, but I don't think it's as bad also as some people make Bo out to be, because, yeah, he's not always accurate and it doesn't always look very pretty. But still, that you're in that ballpark is an amazing convo to have relative to some of the other narratives out there.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. And yeah, I mean, you talk about the disrespect too. Like, nationally, that's still what you hear is really, well, who have they beat? Even beating the Chiefs, even beating the Texans.
They haven't beaten anybody at home with a winning record. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah, it is 100% true. It's wild, though, nationally, how this team is kind of viewed, even though. You know, the Texans now are getting a lot of talk and a lot of play of just how far they can go. Well, the Broncos beat this Texans team. So it is crazy. And that was the same kind of stuff we were talking about in 2015.
They beat, you know, Davis. You know, they beat the backup QB. They didn't beat CJ Stroud. Everything with this team is a compliment that comes with an asterisk. And the only way, as with 2015, to shake that off, and it starts this weekend, and that was the point of the column, is you've only got good teams. Chiefs. You got good teams in the Chiefs. That's strange to say. You got good teams. The Chiefs are going to kill your SOS. They're going to kill your strength of schedule. Get them off the schedule. Don't schedule them like the Buffs and the Rams in basketball. I'm not going to schedule them. They hurt my RPI. They hurt my net. The Chiefs will hurt your net this year, which is insane. Now you start proving it this weekend. And that's what that team did. And that was another parallel that struck me and why I wrote it. Is, you know, they were, what, 6-0, 7-0 going into that Packers game in 2015, and people went, who they play, who they beat. You know, same stuff we're getting now. Except now we're just a month later, and they're 11-2, and the Packers are 8-3-1. But the same thing, I think most people nationally, and the Packers are favored by 2 points, or 1.5, depending on where you go. They look at that and go, I believe it. You know, Jordan Love, I've seen that. Bo Nix, oh, man, how many incomplete throws. He leads the NFL in punts. This is awful. Okay, well, let's see. You know, I don't know if this team's going to beat the Packers 29-10, but I think this team's going to beat the Packers because it's kind of what they do here at home. And I'm not Captain Sunshine. I'm not Captain Homer. I'm just seeing what's in front of me, and this is their chance, and these 3 weeks are their chance to really turn some heads for people nationally and fight for the seed that they want, because they want those two games minimum at home.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. And this race, it does feel like, you know, you don't – obviously with the Chiefs, we'll see. It's not looking good for them to get into the playoffs now. Baltimore, it's not looking good for them to get in the playoffs. Cincinnati, certainly not. Trust me, same story as last year, right? Same situation. Obviously, the Bills are there, but it does look kind of wide open in the AFC, so getting that first round bye, getting home field advantage throughout, it's crucial. And that's why the scoreboard watch is so critical now with what the Patriots have coming up compared to what the Broncos have coming up.
Yeah, and as this goes on, I know a month ago I was like, wow, doesn't this feel like a 12-5, 13-4 division winner that's going to get knocked out as a 2 or a 1 by Baltimore or Buffalo? Or the Chargers? You know, those are your three candidates, probably not Baltimore, not now, but certainly Buffalo and the Chargers are there. And maybe the Texans, too, at home, except getting them, you know, at Mile High. I don't know. I guess as this goes on and it just keeps rolling, I have less doubt that there is an AFC team good enough to come in here, including the Pats and certainly the Colts with Grandpa Rivers, that could come in here and do what they've got to do. Now, everyone has Joe Flacco syndrome and remembers you know that loss as well. So you don't count your chickens, but I don't know, man. You lose Baltimore and Cincy from that field. Are you scared about Pittsburgh coming here?
No.
I mean, are you scared about Kansas City coming here if they would get in at 8-7-2, wherever the heck they'd have to do to squeeze it? No, this team loves playing the Chiefs. I'd say that to my Lyft drivers in Vegas last weekend. And how many of them, they're like, oh, Mahomes, man. Or, I don't know. They only ask what you do. And you tell them, and they want to talk about the playoffs. And I'm like, this team's kind of built to beat the Chiefs. They like it. They think this is great. Bring that on. They'll go down there. And they'll go down there in a couple of weeks, and they'll give them a game. And I think the Chiefs know that. And they're like, oof, you know. That's why I think they probably won't make it. They might get swept by this Broncos team at the way they're playing. So, you know, embrace it. These are great problems to have when you're looking at this match. You know, this is stuff we talk about with the Avs and Nuggets for the last 5 to 7 years. And now we're doing that with the Broncos again. I think that was always the point. And, you know, let's bring it on. Let's have those debates and let's see who matches up better. Because if they have to come here, I don't know that you like any of those scenarios if this Broncos team is remotely healthy or as healthy as they have been lately.
Yeah, it's amazing how this team is. You know, they should have covered against the Raiders too. What's Pete Carroll doing there?
Stupid. Why are you kicking?
What are we doing?
What was Carroll doing?
They got to him, man. The mafia, Sean. They got to him.
I don't know if you want to open up something. You know, it's a soft investigation. You know, I didn't see what if there's a bad beat segment on SportsCenter with that.
Yeah.
that was insane. I mean, we're just looking at each other. It was Parker and Luca and I are up in the box. I'm just like, what are they doing? I'm like, will they have time for nonsense? No, they don't have time for nonsense. This is the end of the game. You're kicking the cover. And then Parker goes, and the over. They're kicking for the cover and the over?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of four-letter words, it was not FCC kind. I wasn't in the Raiders postgame. We were running to the Broncos one. So I don't know Pete's explanation, but whatever it is, I don't buy it. What a bunch of junk that is.
I did hear, like...
So that was not a close game.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I was like, oh,
no.
Can't believe you beat the Raiders. I said, no. In my mind, that's like a 24-10, 24-7.
Yes.
In style, that it was never close. It just was stupid at the end.
Yeah, that's how it felt. And I think Pete Carroll's, like, explanation is, you know, we were trying to obviously get the field goal and have enough time to... you wouldn't have time to do any of that stuff, man.
No time. You ended the game on a covering field goal.
Yeah.
There is only one reason you do that, and none of that's for competition. It is only for profit and gambling. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was awful, man. So you like the Broncos this weekend against Green Bay then, Sean?
I do. I think we've got Fraud Bowl 1 and Fraud Bowl 2 coming up back-to-back. I think I'd be shocked if they don't sweep. I think they'll win at least one of these next two. I don't know how to read the Jags. You know, we were all psyched up for, you know, Travis Hunter, yada, yada, yada. Liam Cohen's a good coach. Like,
yeah.
That was a secret. It's kind of like our guy Ben in Chicago. Those were some smart guys looking for their chance. So I split doesn't kill you either because, again, I don't know what you've got with the Chiefs in a short week. And even if you lose that, who knows? The Chargers here, I don't know. I can't explain the Harbaugh thing. I'm going to hold my breath. I would hold your breath on that one because there's some voodoo going on there that I'm not sure Sean's figured out. And I would just hope that isn't the play. What I would want, if you're looking at matchups, I want to avoid the Chargers at home. Does that make sense? Maybe it doesn't.
No, it does.
But then you go, you know, some reason this hasn't worked out for Sean.
Yeah.
I don't want it's the Bednar Pete thing, Pete DeBoer thing.
Yeah.
I don't want Pete DeBoer to ruin one of the best defenses, arguably, in team history, and one of the best seasons that we've had in the last 25 years. I don't want that blown on one bad weekend against Jim Harbaugh running it 50 times in the snow and wins 13-11. I don't want a chance at that.
There's something about Harbaugh, just something about that matchup, too. It's a tricky one. No question. But it's a tight race, man. It's going to be fun. And the Patriots now have some games coming up. They got the Bills and the Ravens. Who knows? There's chances they could lose. And I suppose if the Broncos were to lose a game, the Packers one wouldn't devastate them, assuming the Patriots lose one. But if you go ahead and take on the Patriots or the Packers then and win that game, then, man, you feel like you're playing with house money.
You do. I think this one's about perception. And next week, the Jags game is more about seeding, to your point. But, perception's not bad. And Sean is awfully good. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but your crack research staff, and your producer is brilliant. I know he is.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Tell him I said that. He's brilliant. Sean's record at home with the Broncos against NFC teams, really good. Like, really, 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 really good. So, yeah. Yeah, I like him in both games, but we'll see.
All right, Sean, great work as always, man. That was fun. I'm glad you were able to catch up with CJ Anderson, man. That had to be a blast to chat with him a bit.
He's a super dude. So CJ's looking forward to it. He's trying to get tickets to come back to one of these home games. So if you can help CJ Anderson out, get him here, have him on the field, have him celebrate. We're getting that. We're 2015 all over again. Let's roll back the clock. We're rolling back gas prices. It's all good.
I love it, man. Keeler, appreciate it, brother. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, man. Be good. See
you. All right. 38 minutes after the hour. The similarities are fascinating about this Broncos team to the Super Bowl year. And I do think that it's starting to feel more and more like, dude, it doesn't matter who the opponent is. They're just going to find a way to do it. They're going to find a way to do it, and they'll do it on the biggest stage. They'll do it in the playoffs. We'll talk about that coming up next. We'll go to a full-on preview, more Packers stuff, as we progress through the show here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Can you feel it? See it? Hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to fast. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
I like that we have that understanding with that song, Michael. Very well done, my friend. You carried the show today, by the way. Not only did you tear it up yesterday getting all the podcasts going for Good Morning NoCo on a phenomenal day during World Gives Day, but you've carried the program today. My coughing has been outrageous, and hats off to you, man. I give you a hard time about Star Wars and Star Trek and the Bridge to Narnia, but, man, all that nerdery's paying off.
And my impression of you is epic. Like, people don't realize half of the segments have been only me.
It's been mainly you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that that On the Rocks liquor read was me.
Yeah, yeah. It was you talking to yourself. It's fantastic. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. It does feel like the belief in the Broncos winning the Super Bowl is really increasing. I mean, even for you, you have to admit, because you're watching the networks, you're reading the stuff, you're hearing the stuff. It does seem like it's becoming that reality is becoming bigger and bigger, the chances of the Broncos doing this thing. I mean, who else is going to do it? What I hear the other day is like, there's no final. The final boss isn't Patrick Mahomes anymore. It's not even Lamar Jackson, who hasn't gotten over it either. But Patrick Mahomes was the dude. Nobody could get through him. Now it does seem like it's wide open, and people want to talk about Josh Allen and the Bills. They got the Broncos last year. You think Sean Payton is going to?
The one time though.
Yeah. And they kind of smoked him, but
they've beaten him before.
You know
they
that
beat
that's,
him in the regular season.
Yeah. You know that that's just killing Sean Payton. Him talking this whole week about how he absolutely loathes failure, and you get knocked out of the playoffs. Like, this is a human, Sean Payton, the human that wants to be in the Hall of Fame. That is very much a thing he wants to be in. He's not going to give you the coach speak. I mean, he might now, but that's what he could do, Michael, is win a Super Bowl with two different franchises. That would be Hall of Fame worthy, because no one's ever done it, right? That would be huge.
Yet.
Yeah.
End of this year.
Well, don't you punch his ticket that this year? If they win the Super Bowl, isn't Sean Payton guaranteed to get in the Hall of Fame? Even though the NFL doesn't want him there. I don't know if they want him there, but he's going to get there. If they can, and he might even get there. I mean, Super Bowls are Super Bowl, especially for head coaches, we really use the Super Bowl argument. That's more than anything else. But the fact that, and I know a new ownership group came in and really cleaned things up, but hiring Sean Payton was one of those major things, because that guy is cleaning up so many different things. Turning this organization around. Somehow he and George Payton sifting through the mess left by the aftermath of Russell Wilson. I mean, we're talking about making a movie on Philip Rivers. There ought to be a 30 for 30 documentary on the Broncos, because, Mike, after the Russell Wilson stuff, once you knew they had to move on from him, we all kind of wondered if this was going to be years before the Broncos were relevant again, because of the salary cap hell that Wilson put them in and that contract. But somehow here we are talking about arguably the best team in football.
They should actually make an ESPN 30 for 30, but like an actual movie, a real movie about the Russell Wilson era, just so Carlton from Fresh Prince can come back and play Russell Wilson.
You think he would do that?
Oh my God, he'd be the perfectly cast person.
That would be hilarious if they did that. Well, you've already got
guys coming after me. It's not unusual.
You've already got Kevin. Backwards. You've already got Kevin James, who played Sean Payton before, so he could do it again. You know, just make a sequel to that movie. 48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn coming up next? Before we do that, let me tell you about Renaissance Insurance Group. The end of the year is here. We are on December 10th, and maybe you're looking at your insurance plans and discussing with the family maybe different options. Well, in that process, or new options too. Maybe you started a business. Let me give you Renaissance Insurance information. Ryan Hicks is the guy to talk to. 970-674-8825. That's 970-674-8825. Or visit team-rig.com. All right, Mike, what did we learn? Coming up next.
Leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're all in this together.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, Mike, what do we learn? We could do like a whole segment on what do we learn in college football? Because we're learning something new every day. We learned about Utah. They're getting into the private equity game. Is that going to be the norm now? So we'll see. That's crazy to me. What did you learn today, Michael?
I learned all sorts of things about college football and NIL. And frankly, I think this is good news. I'm very... Good news is news. Compared to what it is.
I guess.
If they don't put patches on the uniforms,
they're going to do that. Yeah, they might advertise them. They're going to look like Lightning McQueen out there. Well, no, I guess he only had the one. He had Rusty's, that was the sponsor, and then he didn't sell out at the end, which was cool. Spoiler alert. Well, I guess we'll learn more tomorrow. Probably tomorrow's Thursday, Mike. You know what that is? Thursday night special. Mr. Thursday Night makes his triumphant return. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.